σαράτσα του ατμό και κουσική ον πως λέ που τος του κακάλις χέ του τζαμό καλάς λέ νότο ραμτσι εξατός του κουτσκόραν χας λέ τέτνα χάου σόργα ράσα όσοι μακάτες λέ να στόλα εκ wedding dance χατακ δώρουν χάρ κοίταλο του τζασαν τα τασάρουν ακυράτ I love you more let the way Canarge una más Just forget me more más tú es que lo gas Retuche No 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 retuche Oh oh no retuche No 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 retuche You my first love chamon de tu vida toru Muda sanata jivit sartun titla saglesu Iku tsutar maka somzona hawe kusli kilitsu Hau chintalo tuka moji sangatin kuru Urlele jivit tuja sangatan saru Hatsurun magle sangatan paula amaru Purno moje magane tuwe kanar naturu
स्वागतम तुमका आयच्या सुशेगा दनपार प्रोग्रामा वयर आमच्या संगात आज आसा हेक्टर झेवियर इला आनी आयवी आनी आज हांवूय तुमच्या संगात आसा म्हजे नाव बॅप्टिस्ट झेवियर यू हॅव गॉट नंबर ऑफ बर्निंग क्वेश्चन्स रिगार्डिंग दी एक्सरसाइज एंड विंटर फास्ट अप्रोचिंग
या गुड इवनिंग लिसनर्स Well, we're in a very interesting topic, and not only interesting topic, our body is conditioning to a new kind of a season. And we are very privileged to have with us this afternoon, besides Hector and Baptist, we've got real good experienced people in the field of activity, and we have with us, she needs no introduction, all of you I'm pretty sure know her, Ella Kumar, who doesn't know that lovely name, Ella? She is a local board member and, of course, can I use the word freak? She is an extremely freak Bollywood dancer and an enthusiast in health. And we have Ivy. Now, that's another name you all know. And Ivy is here besides, of course, you know, a real estate agency that she does, but she's also a fantastic yoga trainer. So she's going to talk about yoga. And you also know that while doing yoga, after doing an exercise, you need to get a bit of a feed. So she does a lot of baking and a good chef. So I'll get you to Ella. Would you like to say something, Ella?
Just good afternoon, everybody, and it's great to be here, and I hope we can give you a little bit of insights and motivation and inspiration as we get through this sound.
I'm sure you will.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hector, for inviting us for this lovely winter talk.
Oh, and thank you for accepting it. It's always a pleasure to have you all on our radio program. It's a really brilliant autumn day, and we are all looking forward to listening to this topic on health and well-being and fitness during this upcoming winter season.
That's great.
Yeah, we see that. Practically, we know that all the active people, normally during winter, they like to hibernate, right? Not like to go outdoors. So maybe you could tell us, I would definitely like to sleep in winter, so maybe you can motivate me to get up out of bed and get outdoors, indoor it's winter or even if it's raining.
Anyone?
So hibernation, it is a period of hibernation, but at the same time, it's a time where you can reflect and you can look at what are the other options you do have. And as we go through this next hour, we'll give some ideas. But it's psychological. I believe it's in the head. Doesn't matter what the season is, it's practically in the head of a person on whether they can actually do activity or not. What do you think?
Oh, well, I think in winter it is really dark and cold, and you're more susceptible to colds and poor blood circulation, joint pains, and most of all, the negative emotions that come with the darkness. So I would say yoga in winter is the answer.
Oh, fantastic. That's meditation. What about meditation with yoga?
Oh, well, meditation in winter is not recommended by me, because people who meditate too much get too much into thinking. So leave the too much of meditation for the summer.
Oh, okay, fantastic. So while doing yoga, how would that stimulate someone who's feeling lazy and cold?
Yoga has different poses, and they are really simple. So even if you feel lazy to do a hardcore workout like going to a gym or maybe a run, it's simple poses, and these poses open up your chest, your throat, your sinuses, and all this improves in congestion and supporting your respiratory organs. Some of the exercises even warm your kidneys and clear the phlegm. Mm-hmm. So there are simple exercises like Surya Namaskar, which is the sun salutation, the fish pose, the bow pose, which anybody can do, you know. These are simple ones. Things like shoulder stands and all, which are really difficult, you can actually go on to and take a support of a wall and do these. So there's many, many exercises, and we'll talk about it during the course of this. Yeah.
So what you're saying, Ivy, is that the yoga, apart from putting you in a good frame of mind, it actually helps you to stay healthy during winter.
100%, 100%. Yeah. It, winter encourages you to hibernate, like you said earlier. So this is nature's way to say, okay, you are slowing down, but let's do some yoga.
All right. Yeah. How about you, Ella?
I would probably say any form of activity. So yoga is one. But I would say any form of activity is a chance for you to actually get everything circulating. And that's what exercise is about, activity is about. It's about how can you actually make sure that you don't go into a state where you have onset of other issues that might bring you down if you in that winter period. It shouldn't make a difference. Season should not make a difference to any form of activity.
Yeah, so partly I agree with that, actually.
It's only the perhaps you transform or you bring your outdoor activity indoors,
It's just thinking about the best ways to utilise what you have. Now, we don't have snow in New Zealand, in Auckland. In Auckland, we don't have snow. Yeah. Can you imagine the people that do have snow? I'm sure they're probably doing some form of activity still. So we've only got good weather and we've got cold weather. We've got rainy weather. So it shouldn't be a problem to look at our weather and say, what can we do as an option?
So what are some of the activities you think, we can talk in detail about a particular exercise or activity, but what are, in a broad spectrum, what it could be that we can tell our listeners, these are the things that you could do. We could go to the details when we come to the activity part, but now, so what do you think like, you know, someone doesn't want to get out of bed. So I know it's a mindset. So how would we motivate that?
Yeah, I think being prepared, it does take, I think you do have to be ready yourself that you want to make a change. And if you want a behavior change, what are the steps you need to take? Now, some people might just need to get their clothing ready the night before. The next morning, I'm going to go out and do activity. This is what I'm going to wear, and it's all ready. Some people might need to do activity after work. It's like taking your gym bag with you in your car and being prepared. So these are little things that you can do to help yourself. If it's a thing that helps you, where you need to be prepared for kitchen and cooking and family, look at what's going to stop you from doing your activity and make sure you're prepared the day before. So I'm going to talk about a mother who's got children and her activity might be about 5 o'clock. Well, she needs to be prepared by picking up the children, getting the food ready, getting the dinner ready, maybe getting the children to A, B and C, to places they need to be, plus getting to her activity. So it's really being managing the time that you've got and knowing exactly what you need to do, plan it the day before and have a to-do list.
But the day before is also going to be cold.
It will be cold. It will be cold.
Absolutely. All the benefits, days are going to be cold. So
it will be cold.
Prepare?
Yeah, but the benefits that you actually get. I think the other thing people could write down is after an activity session, whether it's yoga or whether it's any form of activity, write down your feeling. What do you feel? And put that on your fridge. So when you do have that time when you go think about activity, you'll see straight away that, oh, this is how I felt and this is what I want to feel again. And that might drive you and motivate you. Mm. You can always ring us. We'll help you motivate you.
Oh, that's nice.
But you want to make sure you start to do behavior changes so you can take over them on your own. Mm.
So what I say is don't let the winter chill tempt you to go away from our yoga practice, because believe me, just a small sip of hot water before you start your yoga exercises, extra layer of clothing, and you are motivated by the chill to develop an inner warmth.
Wow, that's a good saying.
That's a lovely one.
Fantastic, yeah. Ivy.
That's a nice
one. It's good to reflect on what you've done.
Good point.
Baptist, you went to say something.
What I was saying is that we also, to motivate yourself, I usually let everybody know that I'm going to do this.
I like that.
And then I am forced to do it.
Yeah.
Like the more people I tell, say I put it on Facebook, I'm going to run 10 miles. I don't know whether I'm going to do that, but that would motivate
That's
me at least
That's
to
right.
go for 5
yeah.
miles.
That's
because.
Right.
So everybody knows. Everybody will ask me, what, did you do it?
Yes.
Did you not do it? And that's the motivation of which I...
Awesome. That's been accountable, isn't it?
Yes, being accountable to the masses.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically.
No, I like that.
Oh, yeah.
No wonder he Baptist is an accountant.
Well, it just shows that everyone is very different, and that works for him. Mm. So it's really good. I think that's what people need to find. Yeah. What's going to work
for you. Yeah.
Exactly. So we were talking about conditioning with overlays and getting prepared with clothing. I just did a little reading before coming, and it says when you do, prepare for yourself with clothing, for example, you take your gloves, you have an underlayer glove, and depending on the cold, you have another glove. But there's one thing that we all have to be careful about is about anything being too tight.
Yeah.
So if it's tight, it does disrupt the circulation. So what would you tell our listeners about the clothing?
Yeah.
I know you'll say it's comfortable, but it also has to be kind of waterproof, windproof, and sweatproof and all that. Maybe you could throw some light on that.
So for certain clothing, for fitness, my main thing is wear things that you're comfortable in doing activity with. Now, some people don't like tight clothing, so that's fine. You wear what you're comfortable with. What the specific training clothing do, they are made for your body to make sure you can actually get the blood flow, get the oxygen flow to happen. Now, when you go into any store, you will see fitness clothing, you'll see your everyday clothing. And your fitness clothing is a little bit tighter than your everyday clothing. And that will not stop you from actually having blood circulation or oxygen flow going through your body. If you're going to do high energy, if you're going to go for a run, what tighter clothing do help you do is keep going with the flow so it doesn't hold you back when you're running. So when you've got clothes that are wavy, you actually have to use more energy to get through the wind. So it just depends.
What you're doing in yoga,
the baby clothes are fine because it involves a lot of stretching. So we need those loose layers. So it's different for yoga.
Activity, different clothing, I think. That's the way it is.
That's right.
So on that note, let us hear a song and as well as one of our sponsors' advertisement.
Hey Samir, you recently bought your first home, right?
Yes, I did.
How difficult was it?
Difficult?
Why would it be difficult? Didn't you say you only had 10% deposit for your house?
10% is enough if Mortgage Masters is helping you with home loan.
Mortgage Masters can also help you with refinance or with any rental and commercial property related question. Contact Nathan Saminathan now, a certified financial planner and authorized financial advisor with over 30 years of experience in New Zealand. Call now on 0800-630-7171. Address 619 Dominion Road, Mount Eden, or visit mortgagemasters.co.nz.
बैंड वजोता मका टुका हका तका नसो कुटीता जुम्बलका बैंड वजोता मका टुका हका तका नसो कुटीता ये गोबाए ये गोपान मका गे नस गोबाए जुम्बलका जुम
Jumbalata, jumbalata, nats pa chimpishe. Somza na kai, somza na kai. लखा जुम्ब लखा बैंड वजोता मका तुका हका तका नसो कुटेता जुम्ब लखा बैंड वजोता मका तुका हका तका नसो कुटेता ये गो बाए गोपान मका गे नस गो बाए जुम्ब लखा जुम
Listeners, welcome back to Susagar Danpar on Planet FM 104.6. And while you guys were listening to that music, we have been enthralled here with Ivy and Ella. And can you believe what they were doing? They were literally dancing in front of us.
Beautiful.
They were literally dancing and they were doing the bus stop and the Bollywood and the iron, you name it.
I always tell Richard, bajao good song.
So were the guys. They were dancing too.
We were mainly watchers, but they were really good. Well, now we come back to the activities that we can do in winter. And I know one of the good activities that we can do, not to go out, is skipping. You know, if you do skipping, you have a rope and you skip and slowly increase. What else do you think you could tell our listeners?
A few yoga exercises from me would be simple exercises like Tadasana, where you simply raise your arms up in line with your ears, and this increases your body heat and your heart rate. Standing twists are really good for heating and toning your ab muscles, raising your body temperature also. Back bends, when you bend your back, backward bends, these kind of exercises in yoga heat up the smaller back muscles. So all this is heating your body and generating body heat in winter, which makes you feel so awesome.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just have one question. What happens if I know I've been asked this question before, especially with our senior citizens. Now, in doing yoga, they have an issue with bending. You know, they can't sit or they can't bend. So what advice would you like to give such people?
I'm a person, when I do my yoga class, I take in mind that the class is considered, I mean, we have a big age group of people from anywhere from very young to very old. So my yoga is more asana that are simplified, and I kind of modify and make it easy to do. So if it's a backward bend, I myself cannot do what I did at 21 when I started yoga. So I practice it and I see and I try and do something that everybody can do it. So it's basically yoga is not only coping with your physical ailments. So it's you should be able to do it. That is the reason I modify these exercises and make it suitable to everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, I take that little trouble.
So how would you tell someone on air now? Let's say a person is stiff, even a young person. What advice would you give them to try and sit? What to do? They ask. Is it possible?
See, when I say there are different types of yoga, so it's not only all about fitness, like I said earlier. It's definitely overall yoga is not only fitness, it's pranayam, it's conditioning, it's a little bit of meditation, it takes care of your anxieties. All these things are in yoga. So it's basically when you're doing yoga, you're thinking of the yogic way of living yourself. So it's a positive approach to life also. And you get more joyful. All those things come into being. So I don't really focus only on the exercise part of yoga. So even though people say, I'm going to get slim doing yoga, it's not right.
Okay.
It's mental well-being and physical well-being overall.
Thanks. Hello.
Ivy, if I may just ask at this point, how did, question came to my mind, how did you get into being so passionate about yoga? Would you like to just tell us that as an interesting story?
Yeah, I come from a background of a gym. We had a gym back home in India. I had four brothers, all bodybuilders. And my activity was only gym. And I loved aerobics those days. I used to teach aerobics in Juhu Gymkhana. And I had this friend who was working with me in LIC of India in Santa Cruz. And she said, my mom and dad go to the yoga institute.
Oh, at Santa Cruz East?
Yes. Yeah. And I was a type who... Yoga was a no-no, big no-no, because it's too slow for me, knowing my nature.
I know.
But Vandana Rao, my friend, if she says come, you cannot say no to her. And she says, no, you have to come, and that's it. So initially, I found it very boring, because where you could do 10 up and down arm movements. You have to go so slowly. I did get bored. But then, and I also went for the talk. There was this Hansa Ji. Oh, she was awesome. I remember all the stories, short stories she would tell us that kept you motivated and kept you coming for more. So initially I didn't like it, but then I fell in love with it and I started teaching yoga.
That's one.
So did you convert your brothers as well?
They are still zero in yoga. They have no clue what yoga is. Every time I tell them, this time also when I went to India, I told my younger brother, and he's like, bodybuilding is yoga only. It's the same thing.
To an extent, so, I think he's right. Let's say, Ella, what would you say? What activities?
For the indoor activity?
Yeah.
Yep. And, oh, wow, Ivy, you're an aerobics instructor. Yes. Oh, my gosh. High five for that one.
Yeah, I've seen
now
you.
We know who to get for filling in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anytime. I love dance.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. For me, I'm going to say quickly about the outdoor. You've got your outdoor, your parks, but then you've got your gym environments, and that could be a challenge and a barrier for some people because of clothing, cost, and whatever. You still got to drive to the gym. And then you've got your home. So in your home these days, I think you can make up circuits that's suitable for the family. You could look up Google into exercises, and a routine will come up that you can do. Put on the music and do 2 or 3 minutes of each song. So trying to find things that's going to keep you going at home. Now, a lot of people have got gym equipment that they've bought and they've seen something on TV. Well, this is a time, get them out, dust them and use them. So it's an option that you have. If you don't have anything, go and talk to someone that you feel confident to speak to, and ask them to help you and put a routine together for home. And I'm more than happy to help people. Yeah.
And I would recommend do a lot of shadow boxing.
Yeah.
Do a lot of dancing.
You can clean the house.
I think dancing is
a good
activity.
Yeah, make your house spick
indoors.
And span. Yeah. There's a lot of ways to be active still, even indoors, and it's just trying to find what's good for you.
I know, and even like cycling, I've recently taken to cycling and go cycling out. But in winter, you can't go.
No.
So you have an exercise cycle at home or a trainer.
Yeah.
And you can really
cycle. You still
cycle.
Can do cycling.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
love
it's
it.
Great.
Yeah. And you've got spin classes that you can go to at gyms. Yeah. They are awesome. And they practically do a lot of cardiovascular workouts. Mm. So there's different styles. So it could be that you might have a gym membership that's not for the year and might be over the winter period. Mm. And that gives you a chance to stay active. And it could be a concession card, so you don't have to be tied up to the gym. And that will get you over that 12 weeks. That really, when you think about it, it's May, June, July.
Yep, that is correct.
Yeah, we don't have a very long winter.
No, we don't. Yeah.
Awesome, Ela. Absolutely, I agree with it. Hey, Baptist, I heard the good guys are getting a movie, a Konkani movie again. I'm so excited.
I
heard the other day, my daughter was telling, Richard was telling my daughter, and my daughter told me, wow, that's awesome. When is it coming?
It's on 5th of May, Sunday. And Hector, you can give more details on that.
Yeah. It's 5th May, Sunday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And it is at Hollywood Cinema at Avondale.
Do you want to hear
it's,
the promo?
It's just next to the roundabout, Avondale roundabout. Yeah. And what's the name of the movie? It's
it's a bit difficult for me to pronounce. It's Questions of Confusion.
Cast down the confusion.
For sure.
Yeah. And I will just play a small promo for that one.
गोव्यामध्ये बीफ बंदी खाय मरे आता खाया पातोळ्यो
आमच्या गोयान आम्ही जाय ते खातेली आणि जाय ते पियतेली
एक मिनिट लगी सुशील दिनाव माता
रे तेंगे होबरा रेखली त्याच्या बाल्यामध्ये त्याची कानपोटात एक दिल सारखी
ह्यांचे केसता आणि भोगता हा
माझी
बायल किरिस्ता हा बसतलो
उलोन दाखव एकदम सोपे
जुजे चल बस आणि कोयती घेऊन यो
कोयती खिळे पिकास कानस आमच्याकडे नाही असा
बघा कानस ना आमगे
तुमच्या हनुमानांक सकाळी फुडे ऑमलेट लागता न्ही सदांच
वागाक नातना कोणे पळयला
बय रेडो दुखो रेबे लोळटा सगळो गांव पळयता
हांव हे चावपाक घेवचो ना
साहेबा
म्हणता ते नाच दिसता माझ्या नशिबात.
त्या मेरेन ही पिशापळा अशीच बुर्रास कशी ओडपाची.
That's an ekdom bore promo. Ekdom bore. And the cost for the tickets are $20. We'd love you listeners to buy them because they're really, really going as quickly as possible. In fact, Ella's bought 14 of them just now.
Ivy's bought another 20.
31. So you can imagine, it's just sold off on the spot.
Where are the tickets available, Xavier?
The tickets are available from the good guys. So you can get it from Baptist. And what's your number, Baptist? Can you tell your audience?
0218150040.
And Hector?
Yeah. Anyone wanting tickets, my number, just text me or call me on my mobile. 0274848974.
And Xavier, you tell your number.
Oh, my number is...
You're also one of the person selling the tickets.
Yeah.
You want to get away from it?
No, I'm not getting away. It's 0212676380. And of course, you've also got Richard. And I don't remember Richard's number by heart, but I know his name, Richard. He's Richard of the Braveheart.
Yes. Absolutely.
So do contact Richard. And we'll continue. Yep. So we've seen one of the things about gym. You know, Ella, you mentioned about gym is, I'm not a gym person. I like to go outdoors. But I have seen people who go to the gym. They do have to pay a fee.
Yep.
And quite often, once they're roped into a gym, the gyms try to sell them off, you know, some other kind of come for this, you pay extra for a Zumba class, come, yeah. You come again, you pay extra for a nutrition talk. Sometimes it becomes a bit overwhelming as far as money is concerned. So is there some way we can do this at home and get the benefits? Like, I know you said Google, but is there anywhere else?
I think it's good. If you've never done gym environment, it is good to go and trial it once and have a concession card. Don't buy a gym membership. I'd say to anyone who's listening out there, don't ever buy a gym membership until you know it really suits your life. Gym's not for everybody. And you might find a gym that is down the road from you, you go along to it, you buy a membership, and then you find that you just don't have the time and you're tied down for 2 years. So you need to make sure you can actually last and use it for 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
What you learn at the gym, you could get it off these days in internet. The only thing you're not going to get is a social aspect that comes with it when you're at the gym. Now, people talk about motivation. You walk into a gym environment, you've got people who are all working out. Mm. And these hormones are amazing to watch. People are just bubbly. So that's what a gym can give you. It gives you that extra motivation. It gives you accountability because you might find that someone there sees you every week, every time you're there, that person's there. They're going to be checking whether you turn up. Vice versa, you're going to be checking if they turn up. Yeah. But to do that at home, you do need to be self-driven and you do need to have the motivation. Now, if you've got that, there's no reason why you can't do gym workouts at home.
Yeah.
And find them in the books, in the library, in the internet, Google. But if you know what you're doing, then you can do it at home.
Yeah.
If you don't know what you're doing, you need help to start off first. Now, there are gym instructors who are personal trainers who will come to your home for a one-off, or you might be able to negotiate and say, can you come to my home for 3 weeks, teach me how to do a gym workout at home? And they will do that. They will charge you. That is their job.
Yeah.
But you can get that done at home.
Yeah, thank you. I know because my son is a personal trainer, right. Rex Braganza, and of course he has got so many clients,
that's
he can't
right.
cope. I was just trying to talk for people who can't afford and, you know, would like to do something on their own. Yeah. So, Ivy, anything you'd like to contribute?
I always also say that in winter, try and soak as much sun as you can take. So, take a winter walk in the sun, maybe. Lots of vitamin D from the sun. And it also wards off illnesses and it relaxes your muscles and definitely combats mood disorders.
And can I add, there's a lot of community classes out there. So if you can't really afford the gym, look for these community classes that are out there who are on a very reasonable cost. Now I know Baptist does one.
Have you tried Everest Coffee? Roasted.
Don't you, Baptist? You do one every Wednesday.
I do.
And Saturday?
Wednesday and Saturday, yes.
There you go. Sure. So in the, you know, you'll have to tell people where they are.
Wednesday one is no longer now in existence, but Saturday definitely in Newland, 9 to 10. It is called Bollyworks, which is exercise to Bollywood music. And Ella also does it in...
I go at Mahatma, Mahatma Gandhi Centre. We do it there on a Saturday morning at 7:30, and it's only $2 for anybody. And on a Monday, we do Bolly Pump, and that's with all the resistance training, bars, weights, everything, and it's only $5. That's only one or two community places. There are so many out there that allow for community people to come along and do workouts at a cheaper rate.
I know one is a green prescription. They're also pretty good. Yeah,
in gyms, they've got green prescription. They've got Jumpstart. Yeah. They've got the Gold Program, which people who are national superint, the elder senior people, they can get cheaper rates. So all these are definitely workouts that you can do, especially in your recreational facilities.
Thank you.
With that, we'll have a song and one of our advertisers' advertisement.
Have you tried Everest Coffee? Roasted right here in Auckland, Everest Coffee use the highest quality Arabica AA coffee beans, giving you an elite blend of taste and strength. Treat yourself to the Wonder Coffee Bean. Enjoy Everest Coffee. It's for the discerning coffee palate. Everest Coffee. It's coffee at its peak. Available now at New World or buy online at everestcoffee.co.nz.
Welcome back to Susegar Dhanpar, FM 104.6. And you know what? It's so lovely to have you listeners around. We can't see you, but we can feel you, and your presence inspires us. We've got Ella and Ivy, our special guests this afternoon. And by the way, Hector, I think there was something that we were planning about a radio play or something like that. Can you
throw some light? Yeah, Xavier, it's finally come to light, and I'm really excited about that. And so it's such a nice thing. There is the first Konkani radio play going to be aired on April 27, 2019 on Susega Danpar. The name of the play is Juramenth. And it's from our community itself. Hipol has adapted a play which was brought from Goa. I think Baptist brought this play, the script and all that. But Hipol has done a lot of work. A lot of people have put in a lot of effort into it. And it's finally going to be aired on April
27th.
On a regular regular slot at 3:45. And I would really encourage the listeners to tune in on that day. Baptist, perhaps do you have a clip from the play?
So that's a
Teatone,
right?
Yeah, that's Teatone, yeah. The first time in New Zealand.
Good.
Konkani Triath on air.
Fantastic.
And we are going to play at least three promos, Hector, for your benefit.
Awesome. for the listeners' benefit.
Chivak bi bore disona kite.
Rita, bitoroch ani maka mugelo gulio ani glass bor udokad.
Bore baba.
Tu kailar sor watani yata. Kitle soshiha bolo. Pun konuch maka patiana. ह्या वेळार कोण म्हूण म्हाका आदार दितलो
बाबा त्या बाटलेन एकूय गुली ना सगळ्यो कोबार हांव आनीक हाडूंक धाडटा बाय लिना गे हे रिसीत आनी पयशे सोड सोडीत फार्मासींत वचोन गुल्यो हाड बरें मामी
बाय तूं कित्याक रोडटाय तुका कोणें मारला
म्हाका कोण खेळूंक घेना म्हाका कोण एक लागीं दवरिना थोर कित्याक आंक
बाय तशें रडो नाका कोण खेळो ना जाल्यार हांव तुज्या वांगडा खेळतलो पयलीं चॉकलेट घे
थँक्यू अंकल अंकल तुका हांवें केन्नाच पळोवंक ना तूं खंयचो अंकल
हांव भिकारी आयज ह्या गांवांत जाल्यार फाल्यां दुसऱ्या गांवांत म्हजें पोट भरूंक भोंवता एक सांग बाय हे त्या घरांत कोण रावता
त्या घरांत म्हजो डॅडी मामी आनी दादा रावता कितें जालें अंकल आनी ओगी कित्याक
ना कांय न्हय बाय म्हजो एक इश्ट हांगाच खंय रावतालो असल्याच घरान देखून हांवें विचारलें तुजी मामी खंय गेल्या
म्हजी मामी भितर आसा यो अंकल तूं भुकेलो आसतलो मामीक सांगोन हांव तुका वाडूंक लायता हांगाच राव अंकल हांव रोखडेंच येता
इतलें म्हणून लिना भितर वता आनंद नाच जाता
मामी यो मामी म्हाका काय बरो अंकल मेळ्ळा तो हांगाच आसलो
हांगाच आसलो जाल्यार खंय गेलो
ताका हांवें हांगाच राव सांगलोलो तो भुखेला मामी
ताचे लागीं चोड उलोय नाका ते भिकारी म्हूण जादू
हांव म्हज्या पुताक खंय म्हणून सोदतलो तो रावतलो त्या एड्रेसार काय रावना 2 म्हयने जाले ताची चिटूय येना आतां तो म्हाका खंय म्हूण मेवतलो
You know, this radio play is something which we have been talking about and trying to put on air for a long time. So it's really good. And we can look forward to more short stories and one-act plays on the radio. Ivy, you were mentioning a little while ago that you have a small thing you would like to say on the radio about a radio play on yoga or something?
No. I was saying that one of my favorite stories, you know, when I was at the Yoga Institute, we used to have these little talks. And one of the stories I heard, which really inspired me, which I heard then when I was 21, this is a small short one. There was once a man who met God. and said to him, if only I had everything I wished for in life, I would be the happiest human being. Okay, said God, I will give you all you wish for, but your neighbor will have twice as much. The man was very happy. The first day, he wished for the best house, a biggest bungalow ever. He got it. His neighbor got two bungalows. The next day, he wished for the most beautiful car. His neighbor got two. And so it went on. Now, the man began to get jealous, and negative thoughts set in. He wished to be blind in one eye. His neighbor was completely blind. He wished to have one bad knee. His neighbor was on a wheelchair. And so it went on. The neighbor died. This man was on his deathbed, full of regrets. The moral of the story is, there will always be someone with more than you. So you learn to be happy with what you have.
Yeah, that's very nice. Thank you. That's
very
good.
Very, very inspiring.
Wow. Yeah. Yes. So take care of your health, ladies and gentlemen who are listening. That's why we want you to be healthy and keep what you have and do your best. So we're just moving on now. We finished with the mindset in a positive way, preparing for winter. We've also spoke about the various activities. And now we go on to what kind of a diet do we need to have in winter and have our winter activities moving on. So, Ella, would you like carry on with that?
Yeah, I think what happens in winter, we tend to go to a very high sugar, fat and carbohydrates diet. It's food for comfort that we look for. So you see this cold, wintry day, you might see, you go past a takeaway bar and you see all these beautiful chips that are getting fried, you know, feeling warm. You tend to go past a bakery, and then you see the comfort food in there that's got all the sugars in there. So, and people in your in environment, your working environment, might be ones that are going to the gym and they are having comfort food, but you're not going to the gym and you want to have comfort food because they are having it. So I think it's really important to make sure that you are well prepared on what you're going to eat over the winter period. Now, averagely, everyone puts on 2 kg of weight every winter. Now, some people lose it, majority don't. So that's where we need to make sure, and most of us carry on continuing to increase every year by 2 kg. I bet you, how many listeners out there are probably saying, yeah, that has happened to me.
Yeah,
when I was 21, this is what I was, and now I'm this. So it's finding a maintenance. I don't think it's a time to really say I want to lose weight, but find maintenance. Stay where you are in your weight. And the only way to do that is to be prepared with your foods that you want to eat. So make good choices. If you are going to have comfort food, what are you going to do to burn it by doing activity? Or do you cut something else out that day? Don't forget, whatever you can eat in fruit and veggies could be twice the amount you can eat in fruit and veggies to maybe one comfort food. And one comfort food might be a donut or a pie or a pizza slice. That's what a comfort food is.
Yeah. Yeah? See, if you have Ivy around you and she's going to bake a hot pie in winter, you're definitely going to eat it because you eat more in winter. So, yeah. Ivy, what would you say?
Well, appetite is definitely stronger in winter, but selection of food is key.
Yeah.
We must eat foods that keep our immune system strong and minimize congestion. Eat warmer and heartier meals to stay right on track. Plenty of soups, oatmeals, rice, use of healthy oils like coconut and olive. Avoid cold foods like salads and cold drinks. You can keep those for the summer. Drink warm teas, a good glass of dry red wine, even though I'm pretty yogi, I would say. It helps the circulation
that
and improves, digestion
off,
and improves the appetite, which is good in winter. And warming spices like cinnamon, cardamom, cloves, pepper, cumin, coriander, nutmeg are all good in the winter. So add those to your soups and food.
And if I can add a bit more to that, just be prepared with that sort of food. Rather than waiting for you to go really, really hungry and then going to eat something that's right in front of you, that's probably the wrong choice.
Mm-hmm.
So be prepared with these foods during the winter time and maybe have them in the fridge.
No, one other thing that kind of confuses me is I see a lot of people in winter, even in cold winter, they eat ice cream.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about eating ice cream in winter?
Yeah, I think you've got to be the one to like that. But desserts are, I put ice cream in the desserts pile. Some people like warm desserts, some people like cold desserts.
Mm.
So the ones that eat ice cream are the ones that are probably going to eat yogurt as well. And they're probably the ones that go to the gym as well.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's the key fact is that eat what you want, but burn it out.
Yeah. That's right.
So
that's
what
right.
I tell people, the output should be more than your input.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
If your output is more, you would maintain what you have got.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're not going to have the output as much because of the winter period, yes. then of course your intake needs to be less.
Less,
and that's another thing you can get help with if you want as well.
Absolutely.
But definitely, you've got it right. Your energy in is your food, and your energy out is your activity.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that needs to be balanced.
Yeah. You got something to say, Ivy?
I wanted to ask you, Ivy, we have always been very privileged to have sometimes your recipes on air, which you have told us. Do you have any recipe for
winter,
for the coming days or for winter?
Well, because it's the Holy Week, I thought I'll share with you a recipe for hot cross buns.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That's good.
Now, that was on TV the other day. You eat one hot cross bun with butter on it.
Yeah.
You have to do 1 hour of a workout.
Okay, but
so that could be the most.
Yeah, so you do that and then go for way up the cross. That's a burnout.
So, well, we normally have a hot cross bun on Good Friday because we normally fast with other foods, but we do eat a bun.
Cool.
So, yeah. So, do you want the recipe now or later?
No. Oh, no. Did you have... I may have preempted it. Did you... Were you wanting to answer Xavier's question, perhaps?
What was Xavier's question?
Do you have something to say?
Did you have something to say about the winter foods? Like, you know, someone feels hungry and you feel more hungry in winter. And so you... I just definitely like to eat in winter. I don't give a thought about how it's going to affect me.
Yeah.
So,
Well, she's finding her information on that one. High fiber food is a great way to keep full.
Mm.
So, if you can have a thought of what high fiber foods are, and that's your Vogel breads, your porridge, some of your rices can be high fiber food. Your utma, I'm not sure definitely what you eat, but poa, bataka, and that sort of stuff.
We also talk about eating and drinking. So,
oh, drinking
what about
as
drinks?
Well.
drink red wine. Red wine. Have red wine every day.
I think green teas, hot green teas, ginger teas.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, and make them with trim milk, make them with less sugar.
Yeah.
And they'll be fine. Yeah.
So, you want to talk about your recipe?
Okay, the hot cross buns.
Everybody's wanting to hear about your hot cross buns.
So, anyway, we need hot cross buns for the Good Friday. So, you can make it on Thursday and you can eat it on Friday because Friday is such a busy day going to church.
Yeah.
For this recipe, you need 5 heaped cups of white flour, maida, 1 cup of lukewarm water, 1 cup of lukewarm milk, 1 tablespoon of yeast, 1/2 cup of sugar, 1/2 cup of oil, 1/2 cup of raisins, and 1 teaspoon of salt. Now what you do is you make a well in the center of your flour and you add 1 cup of warm water, 1 cup of lukewarm milk, 1 tablespoon of yeast. Give it a gentle stir. Sprinkle some dry flour and keep it aside for 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, knead the dough, adding your oil and your salt, and knead it to a nice soft bun dough. Keep the dough for 1 to 1.5 hours, depending on the weather. It will double in size. After 1.5 hours, you make 18 parts of the dough, and you get 18 buns on a well-oiled tray. You just make small little buns and place them apart. Keep this again for another 1.5 hours till the buns are double in size. All you do is egg wash the buns, add some wheat flour and water crosses on the top, add a pinch of sugar on each cross and bake the buns for 25 minutes. So it's 220 degrees for the first 15 minutes and 180 degrees for the next 10 minutes. A total of 25 minutes, you'll have beautiful brown soft buns.
Ooh, wow.
Enjoy it on Good Friday.
Yeah, that's really
and you apply butter on it. Double the butter.
Yeah, you got to brush the buns with butter and eat them with butter.
Oh,
yes,
nice.
You do all that.
That's pretty
good. And then go for Ila's exercise.
That's right. You got to find a way to do the activity or yoga. But you need to go and do something. And you know, a time when it's celebrations, I would say to anybody, don't hold yourself back.
Yeah.
Watch the serving size, watch the quantity you eat, and watch what can you actually do the next day to help yourself to make sure you find the balance.
Yeah. And I talking about butter.
Mm-hmm.
some people in the office and all were saying butter is better than these margarines and artificially produced, you know, like, is that right? Or
I've just heard about a week ago that there's no real research out there. Butter is definitely saturated, so it is definitely probably not good for the health. Your margarines out there are probably a better choice.
Okay.
It's not the best. But if you're a person that can control how much butter you can eat, that's your original form. But if you're the person that's going to have it every day, then you need to look at alternatives and make sure you find the balance, because butter is higher. It's a saturated.
In saturated fat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, listeners, for listening. I'm pretty sure you've been much, much more educated than what you had before. And we are almost winding up now, but we are very grateful to the two people who are with us. And, of course, you all know the reputation goes ahead of them. And that's Ella and Ivy. Thank you both for being with us and sharing your things. But, listeners, we are talking here about eating and drinking. So after Lent, those of you who want a drop of alcohol, balance that. Mm-hmm. Okay, just make sure you take care of yourself.
And both of them would, if you want to give some advice to our listeners or any takeaway message. Ella first and then
I. Yeah, sure. I would say if you can think it, see it and believe in it, remember the three things and you will actually find that you can actually motivate yourself. So think it, see it and believe in it.
Thank you. That's a good thought.
And I just wanted to say that we are starting our yoga classes on the 30th of April. That's after Easter, 1 week after that.
Fantastic.
So on the 30th of April, it'll be every Tuesday from 7:30 to 8:30 at Christ the King, Mount Roskill Church Hall. So just like we did before, we're just going to start.
Oh, is it going to be just like the last time? It was awesome, the last class absolutely. You had.
Yes.
And I've been waiting, really waiting for it.
Hector,
so great, thank you.
Hector, not only you, there were so many people inquiring. And I had to tell them, Ivy is not yet ready.
No, I went to India for 2 months. So,
and she's come more trained.
Actually, yes. I went to the Yoga Institute once again and did a... I did a course all over again.
She's practicing all the other moves.
And just before we wind off, just a reminder, book your tickets for the movie. Okay, it's on the 5th of May, $20. Get it from any of us. And we'd like you to listen to the next show on the 27th, which will be our radio play.
Fantastic.
Thank you. God bless. And Diyabarakor.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you, Ella. And
thank you,
Ivy.
Everyone. Thank you, the good guys.
And thanks to the listeners.
And thanks, Ella.
Thank you, Ivy.
Cantar corum dismoje sarta. Lily.